down to John Waugh's fault?
They've been enormous so far. And that's the first game where it looked like they just couldn't dig deep and find anything. They still did in the last quarter. They still came out fighting in the last quarter, which was great. But we were miles off it for the other part of the game.
Is this where it gets really tough for your team the rest of the season?
Yeah, look, every week is an unknown. Everything's new. We lose Crowley with a hamstring. We've been really conscious of trying to monitor those guys. It's why we left Kelly out. So we've lost Crowley, Simpkin and Stokes with hamstrings now. So it's tough. You know, we just can't expect that we can play all these guys week in, week out. And the fact that those guys need a rest means our younger players are picking up a big workload. So, McDonald, Tip and Woody really is one that we know is has had a massive workload this year. And, you know, we're wrapped with the way he keeps stepping up, but we'll need to rest him at some stage for sure. And, you know, obviously there's a few other young players that are in the same boat that that are hanging in there.
What was your overall message to the guys after the game?
We've got to learn that there's a lot of reasons why things are tough at the moment, but ultimately we've still got to know that it's only going to get better through hard work and commitment to wanting to get better, and not just saying we want to get better, but showing it in terms of how much they can raise their level of professionalism.
You mentioned the wear and tear, but after such a disappointing loss like this, is it a hard balancing act in terms of how hard you go at them?
Yeah, absolutely it is, yeah. Our training loads have to be different than anything we've ever done before. And for our sports science staff, they're dealing with something that they've never seen before, never had this. And there's no one you can go to and say, what have you done with players who started pre-season in late January or February and are 30 or 32 years of age? So, we know it's tough, there's challenges, but we want to go out and commit to playing out games. And they played the game out tonight, but we were miles off in the start of the game and really looked like a team that is below AFL level at the start, not just in a few players, but across the board. So that was disappointing.
What can you do now to avoid any big beltings down the track or try to limit the damage?
Stay focused on wanting to give that effort. We've got to try and keep our squad as fit and available as possible, which is a challenge. We're starting to, we've lost a few players. Obviously, Hartley last week with a hamstring and Grimer with a hip. So, tools are, we're pretty light on. Grimley had a hand operation last week. It's getting tough. We're going to bring effort, that's our biggest beating this year. And I think it's quite remarkable the way the boys are hanging in there. And, we're going to be really positive and work unbelievably hard and have an attitude of still fighting out every game that we play in.
Do you have any other injuries except for Crowley tonight?
I don't think so, no. At this stage, it's all clear.
Do you know how bad Crowley is? Like it looked?
It didn't look too good. They're a bit unknown. I mean, you'd guess with what it looked like, it'd be a minimum of 3 games out. Hamstrings can go up into the tendon, which means 6 or 8 weeks out like Simpkins was, but hopefully it's at the lower end.
What did you make of his standing ovation?
Oh, it's lovely, yeah. It's a good word, lovely. But, he obviously put a massive amount of blood, sweat and tears into playing at Freo, and his supporters acknowledged that.
You got something similar as well, didn't you?
I told you yesterday, if they cheer, it was for me, not for Crowley. You assumed it was for Crowley, so what's going on? No, I don't... Tonight...
No, not tonight.
No, I don't think the Freo supporters stood up for me. But.
Well, in terms of McDonald, Tip and Woody, he might face some scrutiny for a high bump. It sounds like if he did get a week or two, it wouldn't be the worst thing, given his workload.
I haven't seen the incident, so I hope it wasn't a bad incident and that he doesn't get anything. If he does, he'll miss a week if he gets anything from that, which is not the ideal. I'd rather... manage him rather than have him rubbed out, but we'll wait and see what comes of that.
Well, Freo got off to a pretty quick start, 4 goals, and you really had a touch of footy. Did you pick it in the rooms beforehand? Coaches often say they could tell a bit off before they ran out. Could you sense something?
No, not at all. No, we had a big focus of being ready to start as well as we could. So I think, yeah, maybe when they'd kicked their second goal, we'd had one possession. So that's not a bad sign normally, because it's so early in the game. You know, it was annoying that they had gone forward twice, I think taking uncontested marks down the ground to kick goals. So that was a bad sign for us straight away, but they moved the ball exceptionally well.
A bit late warm-up, John, you seem to have a much shorter warm-up than other teams. Is that something you've designed this season?
Yeah, shorter. That was the first time we've done that. So there are other teams that come out even quicker, closer to the siren than that.
Yeah.
So we've talked and researched a bit about what a pre-game warm-up looks like. Yeah. And tonight was the first opportunity to trial it. We did practice it at training. We did our pre-training warm-up exactly the same a couple of times. So, the players were on board with it. We obviously spoke to the players about this is what we're doing and this is why we're doing it. So,
basically, they come out 20 minutes before, have a quick one and back in.
Back in and get changed, yeah. So rather than doing 8 minutes, yeah, it only shortens it on the field by 10 minutes. So rather than going out at 40 minutes for 20 or 15 minutes and coming in and waiting around and then doing another warm-up, they go out a bit later and do it and come in and they're ready to go. So, on a sample tonight, we'd say it didn't work, but I don't know if it was the warm-up. I wouldn't think that had a big impact on it.
Was that a ruckus right tonight? He's pretty quiet, not known as the fastest bloke in the AFL. So.
No.
Is he all right?
Yeah, no, he's good. He's good. Yeah, he just got beaten tonight. Yeah, and you know, it was pretty tough the way they were moving the ball, that the Barlow had pretty good licence just to take off and run forward. It wasn't the easiest night for Zach to beat a run with player.
You're happy with the signs you're seeing from Lundberg?
I am. Yeah, I think he's got massive upside. Yeah, he's been interrupted over his career to date, so we have to be really careful with him, because ultimately I want him at his absolute best for the pre-season, and that will see him make the biggest gains. And you know, he's got a lot of years left where he can show his full potential and play at that potential. So. Yeah, he's coming along, but he's got some niggles that we have to manage as well to help him get to where he wants to get to as a footballer.
Johnny Walsall there, so he seemed nice and relaxed, and he made some good observations, and it was interesting to see that David Zaharakis wasn't injured, which is good for my fantasy team next week, and let's hope he gets a little bit more of the ball.
As long as your fantasy